the hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.
Welcome to Makeup Rees, y'all. I'm so excited that you guys came. It is your host, KB. Now, this podcast is for all the makeup lovers, the makeup enthusiasts, the makeup artists, the makeup professionals. If you love how to do makeup, if you're trying to learn how to do makeup, if you already know how to do makeup, child, whatever, what have you, this podcast is for you. Okay, so this section is shout out to my subscribers. I really want to get to know all of you, so I have created a form, a survey that lists like what your interests are, what kind of makeup are you really into. Do you like the bold or do you like the more soft glam, the more neutral? Are you a beginner? Are you advanced? Like, tell me. So this form will be in the show notes, but it will also be on my Instagram and all of my social media will be in the show notes as well. But my Instagram is Makeup Reads, MakeupReadz. Makeup Reads, and it'll be in that little bubble where you can highlight and it'll say shout out to my subscribers. So once you fill it out, I'll look over it. I will shout you out in the next episode of the podcast. I want this to be as interactive as possible, so please go fill it out. Tell me your interests and let's get to know each other. Okay, guys, here is the quote of today. It says, "Have no fear of perfection, you'll never reach it," by Salvador Dali. I like this quote because I am a natural perfectionist. Like, I want everything that I do to be perfect. And if not, I can get frustrated. I can be like really in my feelings. And I just have to remind myself that, like, inherently, nothing on earth is, at least humans, you know, is perfect. And trying to force perfection upon your creation, upon your creativity, does nothing but suppress that creativity from flowing through. The next time you're trying to, you know, do a makeup look and you're trying to make it perfect, just forget perfect. Like, more so focus on progress. And as long as you're focusing on progress, you're always going to see growth and you're still allowing your creativity to be fostered in a positive environment. Hey guys, welcome back to Makeup Reads. It's your host KB and we're about to get into some things. So before we get started with the podcast, make sure you follow the family on all our social media. Links, they'll be in the show notes. And if you haven't already seen the step-by-step makeup tutorial, make sure you go and do that now before you listen to the podcast. Okay, so how's everybody doing? Great, right? Great. If not, I hope you feel better, you know, sending good vibes over there. But I hope everybody that's listening to this podcast is feeling well. Okay, so let's just go ahead and get into this look. Passion fruit is what I called it. You know, I was thinking about strawberry delight, but I was like, it's not very strawberry-ish. So, passion fruit it is. I actually did this look a couple of days prior, which is actually funny. I actually did this look the day I recorded the last podcast. I didn't even know I was going to be using this look, but I definitely took the look much further here, but that was, you know, completely my goal to add on to it. And we're in, I think, the bold glam category right now. So yeah, I wanted something that was pop-ish. I wanted something that was more on the lighter side because in our soft glam, I went, a little dark, a little mysterious. But I wanted that, so I wanted to have the complete opposite for this Vogue glam look. So I wanted something bright, of course, but that's really all I had in mind. I was like, I need to be bright, and it needs to have some type of characteristics of a Vogue glam look. I really didn't know where I was going. And then I remember I did a look that, is very similar to this, and I used my purple shadow to make a liner from the smoky eye, and I was like, I can play with that. And, I told you guys, I use reds and pinks and purples for the most part, and browns and oranges. Wow, that's a lot. But in that little circular, in that color palette, I use those a lot, and I know I said I was trying to break away and move forward, but this was a way that I could kind of do that, but still, just not go completely out of my comfort zone. So I definitely started with a red in the outer corner, okay? I started with a red, and then I went in with a purple, and then I went in with the beige color. And then the purple that I used in my outer corner is the purple that I used for the liner. Unfortunately, with the lashes I decided to draw, it kind of covered the liner, and so you don't really get the effect that I was hoping for. I mean, if you see the step-by-step makeup tutorial, you'll see what I'm talking about. But just picture version, it's okay, you can clearly tell I have a liner, but it's not thick enough that it's over the lashes that it has that same effect as when you're just having, natural lashes in your wing. And the wing is not coming out to the side, it's not a cat eye or anything like that. It's just a wing from the smoky eye. You would have gotten that effect if I had kept the same lashes but had a cat wing at the end, but because I didn't, it doesn't have that same effect. So I wasn't really happy about that per se, but I definitely wanted fluffy lashes. I'm still trying to get a grasp on how to draw different types of lashes, because I don't always want to just, even though fluffy lashes are personally my favorite, I don't always want to draw them that way. But anyway, but other than that, I really liked it. I feel like it's soft, but it's not soft. Like, the eyeshadow is soft, but you got your highlighter, you have your contouring, you have the sculpted brows, you have the fluffy lashes, you have the pop of color in the waterline, you have a glossy lip. So that's why I was like, okay, it's enough for it to not be in the soft glam category, and I can put it in the bold glam category. Another reason why I kept with these colors is, I feel like sometimes when, at least for me, when I'm thinking about Vogue glam, I'm thinking about all these outrageous colors and designs and how I can make that work and still call it glam. And, when I'm trying to experiment, that's of course the route I'm trying to go down on. But I wanted to make it to where, if you wanted to, you could wear that side. And I feel like sometimes in the bold glam categories, there are a lot of looks that are very successful, design wise, color wise, and everything in that nature, but I just don't personally think I would wear them outside because they do a little bit too much. It's great for costume or just taking pictures or a certain type of event, but for an everyday type of look, it's not something I would wear. So I still, in this bold glam look, I still wanted to make it have, everyday type of feel, even though it was in the bold glam category. So that was my purpose. So in the original look, all I had was the purple liner, pretty much everything that's on top of the lid without any falsies. I didn't have any falsies when I created this look. And I don't know, I haven't been into putting falsies on me lately. They just take some time, and really, I need some new lashes, so that's another reason. And honestly, lashes are heavy on my eyes. I take them off six hours. But anyway, I digress. I am talking about the wrong thing. That's what I had in my initial look. So what I ended up adding on was the color in my waterline and on the lower lash line. I changed the I changed the highlighter color, and my lips are a bit more pink. But I had like red blush and I think my yellow highlighter and some glossy lips. But I wanted to keep in within like that pink type of range, even though I know it's not really, you know, pink up there. It's more like a fuchsia in the waterline, more of a purple. But again, I didn't want to do too much, pretty much. Like, I know I like doing too much, but I didn't want to do too much for this look because I felt like the eyes were so heavy. They're so very dramatic. And again, I wanted to keep it to where you could wear this look, you know, every day, daily basis type of thing. So that meant that I had to not sacrifice, but just calm the other parts of the face down a little bit, okay? But yeah. Yeah, I didn't have sculpted brows because I had to use powder to do my brows the other day because I don't have no pencil right now. Another thing I did different in this look, and I don't really talk about like my foundation routine a lot just because when I'm actually in the process of making these looks, I feel like I can't really explain and show like effectively my foundation routine because the way that I do it digitally is not the way that I do it in real life. But in this look, I actually tried a different way. Well, I added on to the original way I do it digitally, but I added some more contouring in there. So I tried to make my nose a little smaller, put some on top of my forehead, on the bottom of my cheeks, right up under my lip. So, you know, you have that bulbous part of the nose, whatever it is, like, what is that called? Like the bridge that separates, or would that be your septum? Yeah, because when you pinch your septum. Okay, we're going to call it the septum area then. I put some powder right there. And if you saw the step-by-step makeup tutorial, you would have saw all those steps. And so I liked how that came out. I feel like it really helped the look come together a little bit more. I think it was fine without the contouring, but I do like the effect of the contouring. And I feel like it is very appropriate for this look because, again, it is a bold glam look. I just wanted it to make the look, again, something that you could wear every day. Because that be my goal, okay? To have a look that I can wear every day. And I don't really have to think about it. Of course, I like to experiment sometimes. But when you're just trying to get up and get out, it's just like, what look can I put on my face that I know will look right? And I don't got to worry about it. Because sometimes you don't have time to experiment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got hours to get ready. And you don't have time for things to go wrong. Let's go ahead. We did this look before. I also did a new technique with my highlighter. So, the first couple or a few or whatever of looks I've done digitally, I have used like this one brush to create highlighters. And so I tried this different technique and I think I'm gonna utilize it more because it allows me to give y'all that blinding effect that I be talking about. But sometimes in my creations and me making them, they don't necessarily show them because in the technique that I was doing them before, if I made them too bright, it just wouldn't look right. But with this new technique, I'm able to still give the color of the highlighter as well as give that sparkle, that shimmer, that blinding effect, which is definitely what I was going for in this look. So, oh, you can't really tell that I put it on the top of my lips, but that's where I usually like putting it on top of my lips. But everywhere else, you know, you can see where I put the highlighter. And I feel like the highlighter compared against interacting with the contouring definitely made this look on point, okay? Oh, yeah. And then the lips, I think I said, like, a lot of times I like matte lips, and I really do. I love matte lips. But I felt like because my face was just looking sparkly with the highlighter, and it was giving me very flirtatious vibes, I was like, why not? Let's just go ahead and do a glossy lip. So that's pretty much what I did on the pink side. And again, my main focus for all of them is to, or for each look, is to have, well, besides like the creative concept, but it's to have the main focus on the eye. So I wanted everything else to be able to intermingle and interact with it, but not take anything away from it. Oh, and then before I forget and end this podcast, I did choose a different color blush. So I went with like this deeper pink shade. I think it went really well for this look and was able for like that pink highlighter to really sparkle very nicely on it. Okay. So yeah, that is pretty much this whole look. Thank you guys for listening. I'm very appreciative. I think this is my 11th podcast and I didn't say it on the 10th podcast, but guys, we made it to our 10th podcast and I just think that is like amazing. I didn't know if I was going to get this far, honestly. So yeah, thank you for listening and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Okay. Bye.
The hottest and the finest.
Makeup Rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.